That's like
makeup to one.
Makeup.
But it's not as often, though.
Right, it's not as often.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Give it about a couple days. It's gone.
Dang.
But then you just got to go back.
Yeah.
Give it 2 weeks.
Yeah, give it 2 weeks.
Give it two weeks and you're like me.
Oh, or like me. Yeah.
Oh,
it's been.
Hey, we should just go get haircuts together.
When I see Austin in the lobby, right after he's just dyed his hair, you can see there's like an energy.
Yeah, there's like a
it's like a different. It's like a different.
Yeah.
You know.
I did feel good. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah. We gotta introduce the show.
Oh yeah.
Conversation today.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Roundtable Talks. I'm Ashlyn.
My name is Vitor.
My name is Jose.
And we are here with our guest, Austin.
What up?
Austin, can you tell us a bit more about yourself, what you do on campus?
As Vitor said, my name is Austin. I'm from Austin, Texas. I am a senior here. Yeah, oof, big oof. I'm a senior here at SWAU. I'm studying psychology. I'm also an RA at the Men's Residence Hall. Shout out to Miller Hall, best dorm.
Woo, woo, woo. For sure.
I don't think you'll get an objection from that.
No, not at all.
I mean, I think everyone agrees with that. I mean, especially now with the reforms coming.
Mm. What?
The reforms?
Reforms?
Reforms.
The little... Oh, wait, are we not supposed to talk about that?
Oh,
what's happening behind Miller?
What? Oh.
No, we can talk about that.
Oh, we can talk about that? Yeah, they're building
you sounded
like...
so suspenseful.
Yeah, you said reform. Like,
yeah.
No, it's because I said it and then everyone went...
Because no one says reform.
Yeah,
like,
that's not...
Yeah, it is a reform.
I don't think that's a... Yeah, I don't think it is.
When you're reforming a building...
I mean, reform is also a word for, like, change. Like,
I guess.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, it's like a reform.
But when you say reform...
No one uses the word reform.
I feel like that's, like, a change in rules. And, like, we're going to get more strict on everything. And I'm like,
I thought you were talking about something about essay, and I was like, ooh, he slipped up. Like, he should have never said that.
He slipped up.
Yeah.
No, I meant the
construction.
The construction
process. Yes.
Okay. That's okay. Better. Sorry.
The rebuild.
There
you go.
Translating bug.
Yeah, because there was nothing there.
There was nothing there.
Yeah.
As to answer Vitor's question, the reform behind the guy's dorm that is going on is Dean has pitched in, and he had gotten some sponsors to help him out building a skate park, as well as a nice patch of turf.
That's cool.
As well as a basketball court, as well as a nice little picnic area for everyone, not just for the men's dorm, but also for the women's dorm as well, behind Miller.
Oh. Just dorm students? Or like?
Dorm students. It's most likely going to be open to off-campus students as well.
I was like... Nice.
But yeah, it's gonna look pretty dope.
It should be done by the end of the semester.
Nice.
So
that's cool.
It's probably not gonna be done by the end of the semester, that's how construction works. It's at least twice what they say it's gonna be.
Probably depends on who's working on it.
Right.
I mean, it's good weather though, so
true.
It's like it's not November anymore. It's more February, March, April.
True, May. But like by the end of the semester, that's when? That's
like in May.
May 1st is graduation day.
Yeah. That's dope. Wow.
Wow.
Are you graduating this semester?
Yes, I am.
How does that feel?
Non-existent.
Non-existent.
Not yet, at least. It hasn't hit me yet.
Yeah.
Catch me in like April when everything's ending. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
And you know where you're going?
Grad school. Trying to go to grad school. Do I know where I want to go to grad school? Absolutely not. Do I need to figure that out? Absolutely. But it's the perks of... Perks? Nah, I think it's a curse of being an adult.
Yeah, it's definitely not a perk.
Too much responsibility for no reason.
Oh my God, don't even tell me about it. I was just having a conversation about how much I miss, you know, the... irresponsibilities of high school and not being responsible, not in as like being dumb, but as in like not being responsible for what you're gonna do with your life, or what you're gonna, it's like, it's like all abstract, and it's like endless. In 10 years from now,
now it's like it's next, semester.
I need to find my job, or I'm gonna be one of them, one of the people that goes back home, and one of the people that doesn't have anything, and I'm like, oh my god.
Dang.
But yeah,
is that bad though, that. Like going back home after you graduate, like, or is it like we have a high standard where it's like, well, now you gotta get a life kind of thing?
I feel like it depends on your background.
Yeah,
true.
Depends on what you plan, and if you have a plan at all.
Yeah,
because it's an easy place to get lost, you know what I mean?
Yeah. True. It's an easy place to get comfortable and just settle.
Yeah.
Settling. Ooh.
Settling.
That's a nice word to put.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That describes it.
Yeah.
So Austin, as an RA, can you tell us a little bit more about your job, about the perks, about what's good?
Or the curses.
Or the curses. What would you say to freshmen who are thinking of applying to become an RA next year?
Apply. Always apply. It never hurts to apply, especially if you have a outgoing personality, someone that would like to help not only himself, but the fellow man next to him, or woman, because there are people that come into the dorm asking questions about, oh, what is it like living in Miller, for their son that would possibly be attending. I would say it's a nice knit community, the RA group. Working with Dean and Dean Trav, it's a blessing being able to work under them. They are high energy, always looking for the next best thing for everybody on campus, not just the guys' dorm. I say if you want to apply, the perks of applying would be it's an easy job. In the sense that you sit down at the front desk, you do your RA cleaning duties, you check in packages, you help Dean with anything. On top of that, you have time to study. Usually the night shifts, you have about five, six hours just do cleaning. Once you're done with all that, you're really just chilling. You get to study, do homework, play ping pong, play palace, talk with the residency, hand people toilet paper. I do that a lot. But it's a nice job. No, I don't think there's a single curse to it, if we're being honest.
Really interesting.
You got it. You can teach men how to unclog toilets.
Wow.
Do a lot of people not know how to?
Surprisingly, actually.
I mean, you'll be surprised the amount of like people that don't know how to do simple chore duties that come here to college. It's like,
that's true.
Yeah, it's like,
that's true.
Can you cook an egg? You know.
Can you cook rice?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Some people don't know how to cook rice. That blows my mind.
I have a rice cooker. How do I use it?
wow!
Especially nowadays when you can do something called Google it.
Yeah. Yeah.
YouTube? Because my dad has a story of how when he didn't know how to cook rice, it's so sad. It was so sad, and he couldn't like look it up or anything. My dad, the poor little white boy, and now he's married to an Asian woman. So.
So he learned it.
He learned. Now he knows how to cook rice. So, yes, please learn how to cook rice.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
It's not.
It's really not.
It's not. You put some water in here. You're good to go. I don't understand. It's rice, man.
It is rice.
And rice can go with so many things.
A lot of things.
And, like, sometimes you can eat rice by itself. And it's sad. And
if seasoned correctly, though.
True.
Because we don't just want plain, dry rice.
I mean, yeah.
Me and my mom will sometimes eat plain rice because that's Asian, so that's what we do.
I mean, I'm not one.
He said to each their own.
If that's your lifestyle, that's your lifestyle. I'll support it 110%.
Yeah.
Shoot, I'm going to make some rice tonight. Some plain, dry rice. All you need it with some chopsticks.
Nah, I mean, I feel like...
Oh, that's tough. I've tried that. That's tough. That's tough.
Really?
It's tough.
Rice with chopsticks.
To eat rice with chopsticks, yeah.
I mean, that's why it's really sticky, very, though, right?
It needs to be... Yeah, it needs to be sticky and moist. So you can get, like, clumps of it. Because if it's drier, you get... It's good luck if you get one grain.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. if it's dry, your best bet is just like sticking to the chopstick and then.
True.
Might as well get a spoon at that point.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, honestly. One of the best and the simplest ways of seeing of eating just cooked rice is just getting like a pack of seaweed and just taking seaweed and just putting rice on it and just. Just throwing it in.
Yeah, seaweed's nice. Seaweed is actually good.
Nice. Yeah. It's so simple.
Yeah.
And it's like little finger food, you know?
Right. I have a question. What do you think is the worst fear? Like, what did you think is the greatest fear, actually? And when it comes to that, when being like an adult now, and because it's like you come to college and you're like, oh, I'm an adult now. But now it's like you're going to be a real life adult.
Yeah.
Dang, Zay said we're getting deep this podcast.
Yeah,
we were talking about rice and chopsticks, and he said your deepest fear.
As an adult, what is your fear? I think it really depends. Of course, if you're asking me, being a failure. You know, and of course failure is different for everyone who sees failure, but me, it's not becoming the person that I have imagined in my mind.
Yeah.
And me as a psychology major, that's me sitting down in a chair with a client in front of me and them telling me their problems.
Right.
That is my ideal goal. That's my ideal dream. And if I do not achieve that as an adult, that's my failure.
Yeah.
And it's tough because it's like, there's so many things that I have to do, so many criteria, but the world and how amazing it can be sets me back into where I'm even, as what Ashlyn said earlier, settle. You know, once you're settled and once you're comfortable, no one wants to move. Like, I was asking my parents the other day, and I was like, Mom, Dad, should I take a gap year? And I was like, no, absolutely not. Because that minute that you get comfortable in your gap year, that's a potential loss of applying for grad schools, taking your GRE potentially. If you don't know what GRE is, like a standardized testing for college.
Yeah, it's like it's like SAT, but after
college.
Yeah.
And just getting your life started. A lot of people have a tendency to get lost in that gap year and there's nothing bad with getting lost in your gap year. There's nothing bad at all. If it suits you, then it suits you. But for me, I can't get lost. I have to keep striving forward and moving forward or else I'm gonna become a couch potato and I don't like being couch potatoes.
Yeah.
He says as he sits on a couch.
As I sit on the couch, right? I looked down and I saw the couch and I was like,
Dang.
That was a really good question though.
Nah, it's just like, that's why I go back to the what Victor said about going home and then going home after college. It's like, a lot of people see that as failure, but it's like, I've seen it as an opportunity where it's like people go and they grow money and then they move out. Well, other people, for them, it's like, if I don't have a house after graduation, then I'm a failure.
Yeah.
Mm. And kind of thing. So it's like, I feel like there's sometimes unrealistic expectations that we can have that can cause us to feel like a failure.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because like the journey is different a lot for everybody. So it's like, you know, if you don't get into grad school, dang, I'm a failure. If, you know, you don't do this, dang, I'm a failure. So I think that's an important part, especially because, like, adulting is hard already. If you fail, then it's like the whole world falls and you're done.
But it's actually funny. I was actually having a conversation with my cousin about this earlier today, and that you're right. We all fear failure. I fear failure.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, we shouldn't allow that failure to control our lives in fear.
Right.
Instead of fearing it and trying to avoid it completely, we should sometimes even embrace it. Because from embracing failure and seeing your failure, you can grow and you can learn from it.
True.
For example, you were saying going back home and building your money. Some people would see that as a failure. Oh, I didn't get into grad school in time, so I have to go back home and build money. But in reality, from that experience, you're learning that, okay, next time when there's deadlines or when there's something to do, I get it done right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
So that failure doesn't happen again. So you don't feel like a failure again.
Mm-hmm.
So you're growing as you fail, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I heard that from Will Smith.
It's a good man. Dang.
Good man.
I feel like that's the thing with fear is like it hides the eye from the opportunities that are in front of you. So it's like a lot of times it's like, especially as a senior, I guess I even get fearful thinking about it now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, dang, like the real world. But it's like it hides your sense of awareness to enjoy now. And I feel like that's the thing, is like a lot of people struggle with that. It's like that they enjoy now. And I feel like if you don't enjoy now, all your sense of hope, or not your sense of hope, your sense of joy is gone. Because it's like the ability to enjoy the moment is one of a risk. I feel like it's a risk to enjoy the moment, because it's like you're not worried about the future, which you can be doing, or right now, which you can be doing for the future. But instead, you're enjoying now and being like, I'm going to enjoy this moment that I have today. And I feel like, what do you think, Victor? Like, about that, like, about enjoying the moment. Like, is that something that you feel like is a risk or no?
I feel like I agree with you. Sorry, I kind of tripped out when you were talking. Not gonna lie there.
Nah, yeah, because, like, I'm talking, but I'm also concising my thoughts at the same
time. Yeah, so. I saw you were kind of tripping out as well, mid-sentence.
Building your thoughts along your talk.
As you go.
As I go, yeah.
And, yeah, okay, so...
If you can't tell, this is spontaneous, by the way. No concise.
Very.
There's maybe, no script here.
Maybe a little too spontaneous.
Yo, stop reading off the script.
If this is a script, then we should fire the script writer, because
either that or we can't read.
Right. Okay. So back to So what you were going with? Is it a problem if we enjoy the present too much? And I don't know. I think you need to. I heard this one analogy that was like how you should live life. You know, it's like a walk. You know, you need to watch where you're stepping. You need to know where you're going, but you can't spend too much time looking back. Because that's the most dangerous one. Spending time looking back, because then it's easier to trip. If you're looking forward,
you see where you're going.
You see where you're going. You have a high chance of tripping, but you have it's not as much. But if you, I think, yeah. So it's a healthy balance between know where you're going, but watch your feet so you don't trip. And then don't spend any time looking back.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Wow. Did you see that? Did you see how I pulled that out of the nowhere?
Grab it out of the hat. That's a magic trick.
This guy.
Okay. Now you, Austin. You tell us. How should you live your life?
What is life?
Oh my goodness.
Don't even. That's not. I have to agree with what Vitor said. That's a perfect analogy, as you stated. However, I would say instead, I would say it's okay to look back. Don't stay back there, but it's okay to look, to reminisce on old times. Like, oh man, I remember back when I was a young lad and.
Young lad.
I used to run around the playground.
Okay, old chap.
Look, 21 feels good, but doesn't look good.
Yeah, I know.
I'm 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel old, don't you?
Is everyone here 21?
Yeah. Oh, are we?
I turn 22 next week.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
Old man.
That's crazy.
Old man.
Darned right.
Old man.
Darn tootin'. But going back to the topic, I would say, yeah, it's okay to look back. However, don't stress out about looking forward too much either, because then you start having anxiety and then you're living in the future. So you forget about your present.
Yeah.
I feel like, to answer even your question, is it a risk to stay in the present? I wouldn't say so, because at the present moment, that's when you're learning. You're not learning any time in the future. You learned from your past. You already learned. That's the past. But you're always learning from the moment that you're in. So instead of hopping times, you know, we're not Barry Allen, we're not The Flash, we're not messing up no timelines.
Yeah.
We're just here. So embrace it.
Yeah.
Cherish the times that you have with those around you all the time.
Yeah. True. I feel like you can rob yourself if you just look in the future. Because it's like you just end up in the future and you're like, wow, like all the things I could have done. And you never truly live in the moment. And it's like, oh, dang, like I lived here, but I lived there, but I never really was here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, dang, you robbed yourself of like that enjoyment of it. And I feel like that's the danger in it. I mean, I would fear that more than anything. Like just going about life and getting everything. But then it's like, oh, dang, I'm not satisfied because I never enjoyed the journey.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like, imagine the question, like, if you wanted to speed forward without recollection of any memory that you ever had up until that moment and say, like, hey, like, Austin, you could be the best psychologist right now, like, in the snap of a finger. Then 20 years in, you're a psychologist. Like, would you be satisfied in that moment, be like, oh, I'm a psychologist now? Like, without the journey, without the concise memories, without the extra lectures, without the learning patterns to, like, be like, hey, like, dang, I actually worked for this.
Yes, but no. Yes, because it's like, snap of a finger, there's a lot of things that I don't want to experience that would already be gone.
Exactly.
True.
The lectures, extra schooling that I'm going to have to do.
Definitely.
One wants
extra money you're going to have to pay.
Money coming out of where? Right? So
exactly.
I don't want to experience that.
Yeah.
So I don't have to go through that. But no, in the sense that that takes away from my character.
Right.
Who I am.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know? Every person that's gone through a journey. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't go through that journey, who are you?
Yeah.
That's like the devastating question that no one ever wants to ask themselves, mm-hmm. right?
True.
It's like, really, who am I?
Right.
I've asked that question many times to myself. Because I have to remember where I came from, looking back in the past, but not staying there. Just mm-hmm. really do a quick skim. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, this is where I've been. This is what I've done. This is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then proceed to trek forward in that present time.
Yeah.
So no, to answer your question, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because that would just take apart, that would just take away from the anxiety and the stress that we all love.
We all love. Did you guys watch the movie?
I love that movie.
I'm gonna go on a limb and guess that this is the name. It's Click.
Adam Sandler. I love Adam Sandler. He's my favorite actor. Actually, no, Martin Lawrence, and then Adam Sandler. Yeah,
interesting. Yeah, so Click. Click
Can
is
you
exactly
tell my age.
Yeah. Yeah. Click
right?
is exactly that same premise. It's the he has this magic remote control that controls his life, mm-hmm. and then he can like pause, he can mute, he can do anything, and then he can skip, and then he skips to like his promotion in work, but then once he skips, he misses like his son growing, he misses like a lot of things in his life.
Sheesh.
and it just focuses a lot on that, on how much of the journey you miss if you just focus on the future.
True.
Mm-hmm. If you just want to skip to the next good part, then you just miss so much of the present.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Good movie. I mean, it's kind of one of those movies that you watch when you're a kid and you think it's really good because you're a kid and everything's amazing, and then you rewatch it and you're like, oh my god, how did I like this? This was my experience watching. What was it? I watched a movie.
Well, I love that movie too.
Oh my goodness!
Are you?
You guys okay?
Are you a movie person?
Oh yeah, I love movies by far. Right. I'm trying to finish the like all the nominees for the Oscars before they happen.
Oh, I heard you. Wow.
Are you guys into that? Are you guys into the Academy?
I mean, I'm into it if someone or like a movie I know and like is nominated. That's the only thing. Yeah. But like to find out who all the nominees are and then go like watch all those movies. I'm not that into it.
You're a step ahead of the game.
You really are, though.
You got time, buddy. You got time.
I mean, that's what I heard.
That's what I heard too. No. I have a list, and instead of watching Cobra Kai, like everyone.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
You haven't heard of Cobra Kai?
Everyone's been watching Cobra Kai.
I haven't watched it because I'm not. No. But
what is
it? Okay. You remember Karate Kid?
Yeah. The original.
Karate it's like a show based off of the characters like grown up.
Oh, I'm good. Thank
you. I haven't watched it either.
Let me pass on that.
Yeah. They try to do those things where it's like they bring back our old childhood. Like, yo, just leave it there.
It's not even bringing them back. It's bringing them back and then adding an entirely new generation.
Yeah, and just like redoing it.
And it's recapping pretty much what happened in the past, but now.
Yeah. It, yo.
Just a cycle.
The new Matrix movie, it was terrible, I heard.
Really?
I didn't watch it.
I haven't watched it yet.
They said it was terrible. And
the new J-Lo movie. Did you guys hear about that?
I actually want to see that.
That flopped.
Really?
It was a huge flop. I think they had like 200,000 in box office. That averages.
Wow. Oh my god. That averages
$200 per theater that showed it. That's like
the
really
trailer
bad.
Looked really nice.
Really?
I almost started tearing up on the trailer.
I only saw it at the Super Bowl.
The thing is that no one cares about J-Lo anymore. Whoa, buddy.
Where are her fans?
Where are her fans?
She is the
right
baddest.
There. Oh, right there.
She can be 50, 60, and she looks 20. All right. I don't know.
But
what
yet, you didn't go see her movie, so
you didn't go see it. Because now look at the box.
She was with Owen Wilson. Come on. You couldn't have picked.
Wow. He was with Lightning
McQueen.
Lightning McQueen. Like, wow. That's that's probably why. That's probably why. Lightning McQueen.
Wow.
Ka-chow.
That's funny.
Oh my God. Owen Wilson is Lightning McQueen?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Bro, he's from. I said Portugal.
Whoa.
Brazil.
It's okay. Where are you from again?
Oh, I am from the greatest.
Oh, Mexico, yeah.
What?
Whoa. Don't disrespect me like that. I shout out my.
I knew he was going to say that. I knew he was going to. Baited.
All the Mexicans I know, man, like, shout out to you guys, but I love being Dominican, so sorry. Not sorry. Nah, man, that's crazy. Nah, I love movies, though. I love movies. But dang, J-Lo, man.
What's the best movie that y'all have recently seen?
Oh, dang. Can we say that out loud?
I can start. I think I've already shared my opinion in this podcast before.
Yeah, a little too much.
Yeah. My favorite. That's a hard war choice. It's not my favorite movie because it's like not something I watched as a kid or anything. It's just the best movie that I think I've ever seen is Parasite. I heard it's good.
I haven't watched it. Wait, so you said that it's not the best movie you watched, but it's so good.
No.
It's not his favorite.
That's the best movie I've watched. It's not my favorite.
So it's the best movie. Wow, you're talking from a film watcher perspective. Yes. You're saying that it's the best movie, but it's not your personal favorite.
Yeah, it's not my personal favorite. My personal favorite is Spirit.
So you wouldn't give it an Oscar?
Spirit.
The horse movie? The horse movie. Oh my gosh, I love that movie.
Exactly.
What other horse movie is named Spirit?
No, I'm just making sure we're thinking of the same one. Because growing up, I didn't know anyone else watched that movie.
Oh my God.
Really? I did too.
Really? Yeah. I'm so happy right now.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Never watched it.
Really?
Leave the door.
I know of it.
Get off of my back.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
Yeah.
See, I don't know it like that. I don't know any of those songs.
It had such a good soundtrack.
I know it's
Get off.
as a kid, you thought it was.
I'll go back and rewatch the movie, and I'm like, I need to listen to it.
I probably wouldn't have said that out loud in a podcast, but
I don't care.
How old are you again? How old are you again?
21. Fight me. Fight me. My inner child needs healing.
Hands of Christ.
Was that a Christian movie or no?
No.
I always thought it was as a kid.
It's a anti. Colonialist? Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Colonial. Anti-colonial?
Yeah. Because the horse ends up like fleeing the what is it? The Rangers?
You have a bunch of white people encroaching on natives' land, and they're building a railroad. Yeah. A railroad. And you know, you're in the perspective of a horse, and the horse gets taken by the white people, rangers, whatever you want to call them. He escapes and he finds a group of Native Americans that are there, and then they set him free just for the horse to get kidnapped again.
Wow.
And then he frees,
Don't spoil it. It's a good twist. It's a good twist.
Joke's on you. The entire time, the horse was a spy for the rangers on the Native Americans.
No. He was not.
Oh, sorry. It was the horse is a spy of the Native Americans on the Rangers.
Better.
Listen, that's the first movie I cried to as a kid.
Oh, really? Wow.
That scene when he's in the train and and he sees his family.
He sees his mom.
And he sees his mom running outside and it's like.
We're talking about the horse still, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Let me tell you.
That's
it's
such a
so
sad scene.
Wow.
You sound like you're about to cry right now, bro.
Bro, let me tell you.
It's been a hard day, okay?
Yeah. So that's my favorite, but that's just because it's like it's dear in my heart.
It's nostalgic.
It brings back memories. Not the best movie in the world. The best movie, in my opinion, Parasite. Parasite. Great build up. Great cinematic. Great pace.
Pulling out criteria.
Best pace.
He's about
best
to get judged for the Oscars. Voice actors.
No, it's good and it's
the plot twist was amazing.
It was a great plot twist. Truly, and the whole thing.
You sound like you're accepting an award right now.
What?
He's presenting the award.
Thank you for my movie Parasite. And the great pace that it went at and the shocking plot twist. Y'all should go watch it. It's on Hulu.
And this is the thing. This is the thing that people. It's like it was so good that it was the first foreign film to win Best Picture. It won Best Picture in 2019.
Wow. I knew it won a bunch of awards. I didn't realize it was the first foreign film.
Yeah. It won a bunch of awards, but it won Best Picture. And it's a Korean movie. And it's so it's a major stepping stone for international cinema.
That's very dope. True. That's dope.
But yeah, I think everyone should watch it. You guys should watch it. It's so good.
I'll watch it.
Do you guys mind subtitles?
Oh, heck yeah.
No, I love them.
I always watch with subtitles.
Yeah.
I can't watch without subtitles.
Yeah. I feel like I understand better.
Yes.
Because you actually get to read the script with them.
Yes.
Right.
But they're not reading it because you don't have the piece of paper with them.
But they are.
But they are in their head. You know?
Yeah, what's that's what I thought of.
Best movie? I have to go with Victor right now.
Really? Parasite?
No.
Oh.
In the sense that he has two, right? He has his favorite. And then he has his best.
Favorite. Yes.
So the best film that I've ever watched in my entire life would have to be A Silent Voice.
Oh.
A Silent Voice.
It's an anime movie. It's on Netflix. Mm. It's about 2 hours long. You will cry, unfortunately. To give you kind of like a brief idea of what it's about a guy who used to be a bully, and now he's trying to atone for his sins when he's older. Mm-hmm. But he suffers from social anxiety as well as depression.
Dang.
So, it's a good movie. I watched that. I cried. I'm gonna be honest with you. It wasn't like a good 30 seconds of crying.
It was
crying at the beginning, crying at the middle, cry again at the end, watch it all again because it's so great,
and then
cry throughout the entire thing.
You're in a cycle.
But to answer.
So that's the best movie.
Best movie.
Okay.
Loved it. My favorite movie has to be Shrek 2.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Shrek 2.
Shrek
2. Shrek was,
yes,
oh, man.
Sir. Shrek 2 is just the best Shrek. I love Shrek. It.
Cry during Shrek it. 2.
Nah, I cried during all the Shreks, like, as a kid.
Yeah. Bro, the Shrek movies are just so good.
Great.
Especially when the donkey and Shrek separated in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dang.
I just love how you pronunciated donkey. Like, and donkey. Like, okay. That's a real Shrek fan. He speaks like Shrek. Donkey.
Nah, that was like the Shrek was the only movie as a kid that I saw progressively got better. Like, it was like they try to make a sequel, and then it's like the second movie is like, oh gosh, like
that's
this
true.
Is a huge fall off.
Hold on. Wait.
No, there's a bunch of movies that.
Oh yes.
He wasn't talking about Shrek.
I was about to say. Shrek
no.
Fall off.
He's talking. Other movies would like be like, oh, sequels. We did so good with one. Let's make another one, and then the other one was like not good.
He was like, example? You just trashed my movie that my personal favorite.
My personal favorite.
Movie? Honestly, he was about to
right in front of me.
I get Shrek the Third. Shrek the Third isn't my personal.
It's not.
Shrek the Third was
But
Shrek 2? When the giant gingerbread man had passed away. And he was
my
river,
God.
When he said, be good. I'm tearing up right now as I talk about this. It's the saddest thing.
Because he finally has power. Exactly. He's finally not the little guy anymore.
And then he died.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I watched Endgame.
Oh, I cried.
Did everyone watch Endgame? Yes. Yeah. When he snaps his finger and says, I'm Iron Man, I cried.
Iron Man is my favorite.
Mm.
I went back and watched Shrek 2. And when he said, be good, I cried even harder.
I don't blame you.
Be good is a lot harder than I am Iron Man. And then a snap of a finger.
That's debatable, but.
I mean, yes, I get it. He saved
the
world.
Universe.
He saved the universe.
We're not talking about
it.
The circumstances. We're talking about the phrase.
But it's the characteristics of a giant gingerbread man and a man that saves the universe. I'm picking gingerbread man.
I'm picking
gingerbread man. Nah. One, he was probably delicious. I just have to say.
Nah, I think like it's just like I had a emotional connection to Iron Man because I've always grown up with him and just like that was my favorite character.
Felt that.
What about you? What's your favorite movie?
Okay, my favorite movie?
All right, no.
Sorry.
Since we're doing best.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Then and then
okay,
favorite.
Because my question was originally recently.
Yeah, recently.
Don't look at me.
So I'm going to.
Yeah.
So I'm going to answer recently because I have a terrible memory and I don't remember which movies I liked best over favorite.
Okay.
But the best one I've seen recently was Spider-Man Far From Home.
Woo! Yes, sir.
Tobey Maguire.
Loved that movie. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Far From Home.
About to start crying again.
No Way Home.
No Way Home. Okay.
I meant it. I meant No Way Home.
I'm about to start crying again.
Oh my gosh.
Tobey Maguire.
Oh my gosh.
What a satisfying film.
Freaking Tobey Maguire.
The best.
Are y'all still forgetting Andrew Garfield?
We're not forgetting Andrew Garfield. Here's the thing. I grew up with Tobey Maguire.
Yes,
we all did.
But I didn't grow. No, because that was my first exposure to Marvel.
Yes.
Anything.
Yes, that's,
was Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Yes.
And so Andrew Garfield came around and he was fantastic.
Mm.
He was great. He was amazing. He was not the start of my Marvel obsession.
Yeah.
He was not the start of Marvel being such a big part of who I am. That was Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
And so I was so scared that Tobey Maguire was not going to be in this movie.
Yeah.
And then he was, and I was so excited and I was crying so much. You can ask Keith. We went and all saw in a big group and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was such a good movie.
I love
how they brought back everyone from all the Spider-Man trilogies.
Yeah,
how Sony and Disney were able to make up for long enough to make this movie. Thank God.
Yes. Yes.
Do any of y'all remember when it was looking like they were going to get rid of Tom Holland Spider-Man because Sony and Disney were fighting?
Yep.
That was recently, right?
It was like, it was before COVID. So like 2 years ago, maybe, I think.
Oh, really?
Damn. Yeah. It was, I was terrified. So
I think
scared.
I heard about something like that. I wasn't really bugging.
Yeah.
I
didn't hear about that, actually.
Okay. Well, all right.
See, it's not of our concern. We don't,
they just
like,
better
we
fix
care.
It.
We just don't care.
Yeah.
They just have to find a replacement. Like, What are they going to do?
Now, if they find the replacement there, it would have been
it would have been bad.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. No, but that movie was so good.
That movie was good.
It was so it was good. Amazing. Fantastic. As soon as Aunt May said the line.
Stop.
Stop. Yo, you know, I hate how they delayed her death. Because I was like, all right, you got to kill her. Like, now you got to kill her. And they're like, nah.
No, she's fine.
They leave. Yeah, no.
No, I think, yeah, you're right. How they delayed her death. We waited three movies. This is the third one.
I meant in that scene.
Oh, in that scene?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the phrase that both Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield got at the very
that's
first
true.
Of their
That's movie. True. That's because I didn't think I didn't even realize that she hadn't that no one had ever said that to him until she said it. Yeah. I was like, that's the first time he's ever had that said to him. Yeah. I'm like, why?
Because it was crazy when they were talking about, I had a love. This moment. Oh, I had an Uncle Ben too. Oh, and I had my best friend turned villain on me.
Yeah.
Right. Huh?
Like
about that,
Ned. Ned?
I'm but scared.
There's some speculation.
I know, and I'm scared.
I mean,
I love Ned.
I heard he's not going to be in the next film.
Really? That's wild.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe it's because I forgot who he
honestly,
was.
We should just call him up, tell him, ask him. Hey. Him on a podcast.
Marvel? Hello?
Dude, we would be the best podcast ever. We'd be the best college podcast. We just call up Marvel.
Hey,
can I talk to.
We have connections. I don't know. Just...
How many
connections?
We are swau. We can make anything happen.
Yeah, let's call.
Okay, Mister, I work for the institution. I have to say good things about it.
You know me so well.
Hey, that's funny.
Max, we can call the Texas Conference.
Yep. That's funny.
Nah, yep.
I think
Patterson.
Personal.
Patterson. Hey, maybe
President Patterson.
Maybe
do
President
you know
Patterson.
Anyone that you know? Has connections to Disney,
Disney,
or Marvel,
like
perhaps
you know, have them here for like an assembly or three, potentially four. Just have them here.
That's funny. They just set up a little building on campus.
Yeah.
We'll just build them a little house.
They can live in the entire dorm. I don't care.
Miller Hall, best hall.
Miller they change Hall. It to Marvel Hall.
Marvel Hall.
Marvel Hall. That's funny. I think my personal. I would say, the best film that I've ever watched. Dang. It has to be between Dark Knight, and Inception, and it was both. Ooh. It was both by my favorite director,
Nolan.
So dang, it's like. Tough. I don't know which one to say best film because Dark Knight is just like wow.
Nolan
like,
has a new movie coming out.
Yeah,
Oppenheimer.
I can't wait. And like, bro, like every time Tenet was like my least favorite from him. But even then, it was good. Like even
Tenet
then, it
was amazing.
Good.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah, my personal favorite. And if you haven't watched the Dark Knight trilogy, please go. Bless your eyes. With that film.
Go bless your eyes.
Because it is a great film. But my personal favorite, I would say it has to be Spider-Man 3.
No.
Spider-Man 3.
Really?
It's because
Spider-Man 3?
Like Tobey Maguire's
Spider-Man 3? It wasn't the
Wait,
best. To- it's not.
That's Venom Spider-Man,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Really?
It's really not a good... it's either...
No, but that was... I love that
It's really
one.
Not a good
huh?
movie. It's not the best Spider-Man movie.
No,
it's not.
It's your like, personal. I get it's your personal.
The
favorite.
The second one is the best. Like Spider-Man movie. The second Spider-Man movie is the best. But
what made you like the third one?
It was just like the attitude. It was either between Iron Man 3 or Spider-Man 3.
Iron Man 3
yeah.
is
Iron Man 3
so
or
good.
Spider-Man 3, and it's because it hit a special place at home. Just the character development that they were going through. Tobey Maguire was going through the development of, like, evil, and then, you know what I'm saying, the bad swagger finally having confidence, not awkwardly shy anymore, and I loved that. Like, people were like, oh my gosh, he's a villain now, and I was like, yes, he's a villain.
Absolutely.
This is great.
This is what I paid to see.
Yes. Like, he's actually, like, evil now. And it's like, wow, like, this is cool. This is cool to see the charisma, the swagger. But for Iron Man 3, it was like Tony was going through this, like, this humility process of, like, now he's losing everything. And, like, now before, it was post New York. And he was, like, terrified of the New York situation. Mm-hmm. And so it was, like, still hunting him and stuff like that. And it was, like, this rebuild and this resurge of who he was as a person.
Very true.
And I was like, dang. That's...
Iron Man 3 is the best of the Iron Man trilogy.
Okay, that I would have to disagree with that. But...
Okay. Okay.
But... It is a great movie.
It is a good movie.
It is a great movie. It's my personal favorite. Personal favorites.
I have a question. So I have the Oscar list pulled up right here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. We're back on the Oscar.
Yeah, no.
No. Because
we have to, like, let Nolan know, like, of your expertise. Like,
No.
Possibly this get you is... on a movie.
Oh, damn.
Yo,
wish.
Imagine?
Yo.
I'd be down.
Bro, can I go to, like, the showing? Like, the first showing?
Yeah.
The premiere.
Yeah.
Of course, man.
First class?
I'll invite you guys.
Hey.
No,
okay. Shout the podcast out, everything.
This is recorded.
Like, I want you to, like, be up there accepting the award. And if it wasn't for Round Table Talk.
Yeah.
In that one episode. With Austin, Jose, and Ashley. And Jose right there in the
corner.
And other Jose. Laying on the floor.
If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here today.
Yes, you have to say exactly
they
that.
They did not give me the inspiration. That's it.
That's it.
Goodbye. Thank you for the award.
Thank you. You thank no one else.
Yeah, don't thank your mom. None of that.
None of that. Just us.
All this degree, nothing.
Nothing.
None of that.
Maybe you can thank God.
Yeah.
I'll give
don't
you
forget
God.
Him.
Don't forget God.
God, then Round Table Talk. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Not even Nolan. Don't even thank him for the opportunity.
Yeah, no.
You That's already how you... got there. God.
Yeah.
Round table. Bye.
Bye.
Don't even say bye, actually. Just walk.
Just walk. Oh, my God.
In silence.
In silence. So they start clapping. You're like, no. And you just walk.
Stop it there.
That's enough.
What just happened?
What's your question about the Oscars?
What is your major speech? There you go.
Yeah, that's great. I'm going to go back to the recordings. I have very close, and now we have all on the podcast forever.
Forever and ever, amen.
I was going to ask if you guys have ever watched King Richard.
No.
Nope.
It just came out, and then it looks pretty good. I haven't watched it. But it's on my list. What's that?
Isn't it about a child?
No, it's about Serena Williams.
I want to watch that
what?
So bad.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to watch that
it's
so bad.
It's with Will Smith.
Yes.
Will Smith is playing really? Serena's
dad. I feel awful
dad.
Now talking about a little child. Yes. It's about little children, though.
I mean, it's about Serena and Venus.
Yeah. I love that. When is it
their
coming
sister?
Out?
Yeah.
When is it coming out?
It already came out.
Right?
It already came out.
Yeah.
We should do that as a podcast group. Hey, bonding experience. Go see that.
And talk about it.
We were saying that we should have it on the... On the Black History Month
yes.
movie showing.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes. I think that would slap.
Highly recommend it.
I would love that.
As a fellow African American myself, I do highly recommend.
Yes. Yeah.
I will be there.
Yeah.
Front row.
You would be there to watch it?
Yes. And if I'm not, y'all can just attack me on this.
And go find you.
Yes.
Okay.
Austin, where are you?
Go find you.
Austin.
Exactly. Sorry, you caught me slipping.
So King Richard got 6 nominations. It got nominated for Best Picture.
Really?
Right, best movie. Will Smith got nominated for Best Actor.
As he should.
Wow.
Supporting Actress.
Still up there.
Film editing, music. Mm. They have an original song, Be Alive. I don't know who sings it, but... And then writing, because it's an original screenplay.
Staying alive.
But yeah, so supposedly it's very good. It's got 6, and then... So it's in 4th, as in most nominations, but...
four.
That's cool. Wow, who has the most nominations, and how many do they have?
The Power of the Dog.
The Power of the Dog?
The Power of the Dog. They have 12.
The Power
of the Dog. How have I not heard of that?
What is a Power of the Dog?
It's a Netflix movie.
Of course, it's a freaking Netflix movie.
You would think, right, that Netflix most nominated movie would be known everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes I watch the Oscars or an Academy Award things, and I'm like, what is that? They'll be like, and the best is whatever, movie. And I'm like, never heard of that in my life.
What's the awards for the people that do music? Is that,
Grammy.
Grammy.
Yeah, the Grammy, right?
Yeah.
I remember, you know who?
I love the Grammys.
What's her name? Casey Musgraves?
Nope.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
His point.
She won Album of the Year, I think, over Drake.
What?
And Nicki Minaj.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That's an abomination.
When they said Casey, I said, who is she? Apparently, she's a famous country artist.
Country.
Exactly.
Yeah. I gotta stay in the country.
Casey Musgraves.
In my opinion.
Apparently, she's well known.
You like country?
No, I said you gotta stay in the country.
Oh, I gotta stay in the country. I thought you said I gotta stay in the country.
No.
I was like,
No.
You siding with them?
Man, I love that though. I love black appreciation. Mm. I've always had like a deep sense of like appreciation for African American culture, just because like I was raised around it in Philadelphia, and and it was really I don't know. I think this month is really cool. Like just to figure out like how this month feels great, because it's like it feels like instead of focusing on the adversities, which is important to acknowledge.
Yes.
But it's like more of like appreciation, like thank you kind of thing. And yeah. I feel like that's
celebrating that's
great,
it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And there's so many like good success stories. For example, I think this movie is a great success story of like the two like two major players. Serena, God, the way that she
played a game pregnant.
Yeah.
And won.
And then had a baby and came back and won more.
She's amazing.
GOAT.
You know who I think is the GOAT? Simone Biles.
But that's a different sport.
I know. I'm just saying. I thought you were acting like you didn't know who Simone Biles was.
No, I was. But I was like, what do I say?
She's engaged. did you guys see that she got engaged today?
Yeah, she did.
But her boyfriend, you know, the thing is that I noticed that her boyfriend was in the Texans, and I was like, oh, I never seen that player on the field. And I was like, okay, so it really doesn't matter about your status. It matters about your heart.
It really does matter about your heart. Pete Davidson. I know, but we have to talk about it. Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Pulled Kim K.
Oh my God.
From Kanye.
Mm.
Okay. Did he? Well, I feel like, did he actually pull?
Or was she already there?
Yeah, like, was she already over Kanye? Like, she was just like, she seemed like she was over him already. And she finally found.
Then you look at Pete Davidson. Then I'm not saying that he's an ugly dude.
I mean, he's not attractive.
But he's not.
He's not attractive.
He's not attractive. I mean,
I love Pete Davidson. He's a funny dude.
I'm a guy. What do you think? Coming from a girl's perspective, like
I don't think he's that physically attractive.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
But I think he's attractive in other ways.
Okay. That's
energy.
Which will add eventually to me thinking he's more physically attractive. But if you take away him being funny and his energy and stuff.
So it would
him
add?
Physically, I think that's me personally.
So not
because if someone has good energy, good vibes, good personality, good person, I'll start thinking they're more physically attractive than they actually are.
Wow,
that's just me.
Wow,
but I know that a bunch of girls.
It's
are
a
like
vibe
that too.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is a vibe thing.
It is a vibe.
You hear
thing.
That, men? And women.
And also, if you're a jerk, if you are pretty, but then you're a jerk, I think you're ugly.
Oh.
You start to get so physically ugly. There have been so many people.
Wow.
Where I initially see them, I'm like, wow, they are so gorgeous. And then they turn out to be a jerk.
Oh, they open
and the
their
more
mouth.
I see them, I'm like, mm-mm. You're ugly. No. You're ugly.
Right, girl, stand on your soapbox.
Can
you give
know.
Us some examples of that show?
No thanks.
She's speaking from experience.
Ah,
man, they are so good looking. What he say about her? Oh, what?
No, you think I'm kidding, but I've heard guys will be like they'll start fat shaming people and in general, and they'll just like prove how much of a jerk they are, and I'm like, you're ugly now.
Yeah.
It's done.
It just ruins it.
Yep.
That sucks, man.
So character really does matter.
Character absolutely.
Really? It does matter? I thought it was just about looks.
I wish.
For those of you who are listening, it is sarcasm.
You can't hear it in his voice.
Yes.
In case you can't tell. In case
you didn't tell.
Yeah. Public service announcement. Sarcasm.
Sarcasm.
Now, I remember one of my boys were like, yo, like, how do you spit game? Like, I was just like, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's different for everybody. And then every girl is different, but like, it's a vibe thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's very much a vibe
How
thing.
Do you spit game?
Yeah, you've never heard that phrase before?
I've never heard that in my life.
Really?
What does that mean?
He's from Brazil, guys.
Ah!
Brazil.
I didn't say it. They said it, so nobody can Brazil shame me.
No, spit game. It's like, spit game is like...
talking game.
Yeah, talking game. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's the word game that it's getting to him.
Oh, okay.
I think it's spitting.
I think it's spitting. Yeah. I think it's spitting.
Spitting is another way to like say talked. Speak. You know, talked. Holla.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So you talking about, yeah.
You can't spit Monopoly, you know?
Yeah, you can't spit
Uno.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't spit.
Because they're games.
Yeah.
I got it. You said Monopoly.
Bigger picture.
Yes.
No one cares if you can talk to girls. We all care if you can spit on Monopoly.
Oh, wow. Why you ayoing like
How
that?
How do you ayo spinning on Monopoly?
You just put too much emphasis on the spit, and then I have Austin in my head just
spitting like, on Monopoly. On a board game. All right, I'll tone down the spit. So you just spit on Monopoly.
Okay.
So it's not an ayo there.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's
okay,
better.
Okay,
that's better.
So just swig your game.
This is what happens once you go over an hour. It just
starts going downhill.
We started down. We started earlier, so that'd be cut out. Like,
it would be cut down to
at least 50, like 55,
something like that.
Because we did talk about the hair thing and stuff like that.
Yeah,
the haircut. Got grad school.
Man, you know what? I'm gonna send a message
spitting on Monopoly
to Hunter right now to see if I can get a haircut. You know what, guys? I'm gonna shout out my barber, Hunter. He's in the dorm, and let me tell you,
Hunter,
he'll do you well. You know, he has his own clips in his room. I'm gonna message him right now.
Oh, wow. Hey,
on that note.
Yeah.
Austin, you have any last words before we...
Yes, you want to close
end?
Us out?
Any closing words? Any social media accounts you want to shout out?
Social media accounts? Yes, I would like to shout out myself and I, Stevie _TSK on Instagram.
Oof.
I would also like to shout out my homeboy, Josh Perez, Haniel Moises. He's working on an EP currently.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, guys, it's going to be a banger. I'd like to shout out my boy, Vij.
Hey.
Shout out to Vision.
Yeah.
And, yeah, stay frosty out there, my friends.
Stay frosty. All right.
Sounds good, guys. We'll see you guys
frosty.
Next week.